Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. We are here to talk to you today about ride sharing and carpooling liability, your insurance, what your protection is. I'm Brad Pollock. Gary Bell's out of town. Kevin Carlock's in the studio today. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Nice having you. We're going to talk about that topic. We're a personal injury law firm. We represent injured people. The firm is Bell and Pollock. We've been together since 1984, so it's over 35 years. We've been practicing law. We are over 30 years. I guess I can't count very well, but I'll get it eventually. Over 30 years, the collective experience in our firm is, you've got Gary and Brad, been together for 30 years doing personal injury law. We've got the rest of the lawyers there, so I think we probably have good 70, 80, 100 years worth of collective experience.
Got to be something like that.
We've been doing a lot of cases for a lot of years. We've been representing people in the Denver metropolitan area. We have another radio show. If you have questions concerning other matters, such as anything with regard to from divorce to wills or from traffic tickets or anything else, you can call us on Saturday mornings. That's a live radio show. Saturday mornings, it starts at 7 o'clock in the morning. And it's on the AM side of the dial. We start at 7 o'clock. We go for 1 hour till 8 o'clock on 630 KHOW. You get on that part and you can talk to us there, about anything you'd like to talk about. We do it as a service to try and help people with problems where they might want to have initial contact with a lawyer to see what can be done to help them. We're interested in and we're willing to do your personal injury cases. We want to do your personal injury case. You've been hurt, or if you know someone who's been hurt, we would like to do your personal injury case. But we also want to make sure we educate the public and we help the public with respect to what's going on. A lot of lawyers talk to you about a lot of things that they want to do or how they want to represent you. We've been trying cases for the 30 years we've been together. Gary and I are not afraid of going into the courtroom. Neither is Kevin. He's been there a number of times. We'll go into the courtroom for you. We'll also settle your case if that's the best thing for you. We'll help you develop a legal game plan. You can get us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. We're happy to discuss and give you a legal game plan. The initial conference is free, so you've got nothing to lose to come in and talk to us. Once again, it's bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. Or you can call us at 303-795-5900. We're dealing now with school back in session or coming back to in session. A lot of employers and companies have ride sharing or carpooling. With schools getting back in session, we know there's going to be additional carpooling or ride sharing as it applies to the kids getting to school. We know there are some basic rules. Remember, if you're under 18 and trying to drive a car to and from school, everyone must wear a seatbelt. There can only be one person in the front seat. And if you're under 18, no one under 21 can be in the car for the first 6 months. After, if you're under 18, after that first 6 months, only one person under 21 can be in the car for the next 6 months. That doesn't necessarily include siblings. There are some exclusions, but we have some basic rules. Once you're 18, none of those rules apply. And all of a sudden you got people driving, you got people giving rides. We talk about what the liability is. Where's the responsibility when the kids are driving the car? And I think one of the first things we need to talk about, Kevin, is probably the family car doctrine, isn't it?
Well, yeah. And what that is this is going to be a message to parents who maybe are letting the 16, 17 year old drive the car to school. Parents want to know, what's my liability when my child is driving my car? Well, you have a couple potential avenues there. Okay. Number one, if a parent knows that their child is a bad or dangerous driver and gets in an accident, that parent can be held liable for a claim like negligent entrustment, a direct claim of giving the car to a child that shouldn't be driving. But then there's a doctrine called the family car doctrine. And what that does is it holds the head of the household liable when the head of the household gives that car to another member of the family with permission. Okay. And that head of the household, there can be one, more than one head of the household. It doesn't necessarily have to be mom or dad. It can be mom and dad. But if mom or dad owns the car and the child has the car with permission, child gets in an accident, the parents are liable. The head of the household is liable under that family car doctrine, even if the parent has no reason to know that that child would drive poorly or, you know, negligently or be at fault for an accident. That's the family car doctrine. It's going to hold those parents accountable if that child is using the car with permission.
Now, this is an important topic. I want you all to understand, you when you're putting your child out there to drive, or when you're putting somebody in the household out to drive, you could be risking the assets of the household. What's the first thing you think about when you're dealing with that? It's called insurance. You have to address the insurance that you have on the car. You have to address the insurance that you have with respect to what you're doing when you're driving, or how the car is being used, or what people are doing within the car. So one of the first things is you make sure you have a good agent. You have to have an agent who not only is interested in getting you the lowest premium, but it also is getting you the highest coverage. And you have to understand that coverage and premiums matter as a hand-in-hand situation. For instance, you know, when you talk to the agent, inform the agent of how the car is going to be used. Are you going to be carpooling? Are you going to be ride sharing? Now, listen, carpooling is where people get in the car and they ride with you, and people take turns every week, or maybe you do all the driving and people take turns paying for the gas. But you can fall into a ride sharing, or you can fall into a taxing situation where all of a sudden you're more like a taxi and you're collecting money for gas, for wear and tear on the car, for expenses for the car. And pretty soon you're not considering just regular carpooling, but now all of a sudden you're doing a ride for fee or a taxing type situation. And now your insurance could be completely gone.
Oh, right. Because when you look at those exclusions in the insurance policy, that's going to be one of the main ones. It's going to say if you're using that car for some kind of for-profit or commercial purpose, your personal insurance isn't going to cover you. And that's going to pose a big problem if you're in an accident and if you've got three or four people in your car and you're at fault and you're not covered, you could be personally liable in a big way.
So everybody out there, get your insurance policies out. And first of all, find out when you're doing carpooling or when you're letting the child use the car to go to and from school. Find out whether or not your insurance covers that car in that situation. Now, that could be hard when you start reading the insurance policies. They're pretty complicated. So if you have doubt, call a lawyer. If you have doubt, the first place to call is call your insurance agent. Now, a lot of you may get your insurance off the internet. You may get your insurance through phones. You may get insurance where you never even meet with the agent. Well, if that's the situation, you still need to write to them and say, my car will be used as follows. Here's how it will be titled. It'll be titled in mom's name or in dad's name. My household consists of so many people. And you've got to identify how many people, what ages. They will be driving as follows on a regular basis. My 18-year-old will be driving my other children and the neighbor's children down the street to school as he goes to school, and dropping them off on the way and going to the general school that a couple of them go to. What is the liability and what coverage do I need? Am I covered? And you make the agent give you an answer. You make them give you an answer. What am I covered for, and am I covered? I don't know of any other way you can do it, Kevin.
No. There's not really any, other way to get the answers that you need. And like Brad said, if you're buying insurance off the internet, you know, that's a real convenient way to do it. But you probably should get in touch with a live human being at your insurance company to make sure that you've bought all the coverage that you can to cover yourself, depending on your own situation and what the car is going to be used for.
And when your agent tells you what it is, confirm that in writing. Why? Oh, I'm going to make an enemy out of my agent. Well, let me tell you something. If your agent considers that to be making an enemy, then you should change agents. In the meantime, you send that letter to your agent, because when it comes time to make sure you've got coverage and your assets are going to be protected and you're going to have the ability to pay for the injuries that have occurred in an accident, you're going to know that you've got coverage. Should your coverage be high? Well, the minimum is $25.50, or probably too low, folks. I mean, you can try and get $25.50 and say $25.50. You've complied with the law. And for those of you who can't afford more, great. Get the $25.50. But if you can afford the extra few dollars per month to get a higher policy, get it. Why? Because even Flight for Life is $5,000 to $10,000. We've just about used up your $25,000 coverage right there. Another $10,000-$15,000 for lost time, for lost employment, or for additional medical bills. Think about the medical bills. Think about emergency rooms, and you're going to see that a $25,000 policy doesn't work. We're not insurance salesmen. We're attorneys. But we want you to be protected. We want you to understand. So we've talked about the family car doctrine. We also have talked about carpooling and whether or not you're paying for the person or the person is paying you for a ride. If that's so, you could be more of a taxi where you've lost all coverage. So you have to be able to make sure the policy's there. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're going to take a short break and we're going to come back right back and we're going to talk more about carpooling and whether or not there's protection when everybody gets together, jumps in the car, and goes to school together. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Kevin Carlock in studio today. We're talking about carpooling, ride sharing, whether or not you go over the rules of being a carpooling situation, and now all of a sudden you're more a taxi, a ride for money, at which point your household insurance probably won't cover you. Your household insurance may not cover your carpooling. It may not cover the driver. It may not cover a lot of situations. And if you're the one driving, you need to make sure you've got protection. So you need to make sure your insurance is in place through written documentation. I'm Brad Pollock. Kevin Carlock's here. If you have any questions, you can call us at Bell Pollock, or you can get us on the internet at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. We're personal injury lawyers. We're happy to talk to you about what's going on within your life. If you've been injured as a result of any event, please contact us to determine if what your legal game plan should be. We're happy to help you. You can contact us at 303-795-5900. Or, as I said, check us on the internet, bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. Okay, we've been talking a little bit about insurance. We've been talking about protection when you're driving. Understand, when there's an accident, we're always going to be looking for the negligent party. That's the first thing we're going to do, right, Kevin?
Right.
So we want to know who caused the accident and who was negligent. Now we've got questions. If the other side is negligent, the person who hit the carpooling car, then we're going to be talking about whether or not that other side has enough insurance to protect the passengers that were in that car. What do you need to do to protect yourself, Kevin?
Well, it's going to go back to what kind of insurance did you buy? And if you listen to this show, you know that we're going to harp on you about getting that UM, UIM coverage. That is coverage for uninsured an underinsured motorist that's going to cover you if you're in an accident, the at-fault party doesn't have any insurance or doesn't have enough to cover your injuries. If you're in a carpool situation, or maybe your loved ones are in a carpool situation, if you've got that UIM coverage, that's usually going to cover you even if you're not in your own car.
So the first thing you do is you check that out. Talk to your agent. If my child or my spouse is going to be riding in a carpool situation, they get hit by a negligent party, and we've got four people in the car, five people in the car, maybe it's a van with six or seven people in the car, there may not be enough insurance on the other side to cover all the injuries. So you've got to say, am I certain my child or my spouse has got enough coverage to take care of this situation on the UIM? But there's another question. How about your MedPay?
Well, that's another coverage that you can get. And usually it's going to be at least a $5,000 coverage for injuries sustained in an accident. And that's what we call a no-fault type of coverage, meaning that's going to apply to you regardless of who's at fault. If you're injured in an automobile collision, that is money there to pay for medical expenses.
Now, is MedPay going to take care of things better than UIM? Probably. Because MedPay kicks in right away without regard to fault and is going to take care of the initial medical expenses. Everybody stop and think right now, what kind of health benefit insurance do you have? If that has a high deductible, or if it has a copay that's going to cost you $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 of deductible before you reach full compensation on your health care, go get a MedPay policy that covers it. Get a MedPay policy that's going to at least cover your deductible, at least. $5,000 is the minimum. But if you've got a $10,000 deductible for a family exclusion, go get a $10,000 MedPay, because then if the injury happens, you've at least got that covered through the MedPay. Now, Kevin, real quick, what's a household exclusion, Doc?
What that does is it prevents, it's an insurance, it's going to be a provision in an insurance policy that allows the insurer to deny claims made by one member of the household against the other. If you're a parent and you're driving your kids to school and you hit someone and you're at fault for an accident and your kids are injured, can your kids collect on your liability policy? The answer is usually going to be no, because that household exclusion is going to be in the insurance policy. Now, a lot of states have ruled that these household exclusion policies are wrong. They're against public policy. And in fact, Colorado was one of those states. But when the Colorado Supreme Court came and said, we're getting rid of these household exclusion policies because it prevents recovery for injured people, the legislature came back and overruled the Supreme Court with a law that said these types of provisions are in line with public policy. So, you know, every once in a while you get a parent that comes in and says, I want my kids to be able to make a claim against me because, you know, I want them to be able to get a recovery for their injuries. But if that household exclusion is there, there's realistically nothing that parent or child can do to pursue a claim with respect to that liability policy.
All right. So you've started down this road of carpooling. You're going to carpool either in a business, and we haven't talked about what happens if it's the business who put together the carpool and has made arrangements for it. But we're just talking about general neighbors, other school friends, people in the neighborhood, or people who know other school people or other work people saying, let's carpool. You started down this road. Now, the first thing is, are you going to ask the driver, all the drivers, potential drivers, I want a copy of your policy and I want to go analyze it? Well, you probably should. You probably should, because we just talked about what happens if the party who hits the carpool car is negligent. What if the person who's driving the car is negligent? So the first thing you're going to be doing is you're going to be saying, well, I've got to see what I've got here as far as a policy. I've got to know whether or not the driver's policy is going to cover any of the passengers in the car. Or is that person even insured? Are you getting a copy of the policy? Then do you feel qualified to read the policy? To really be able to read the policy and know what it says and understand what it says and do the things you need to do to be able to follow through and know you're insured and to meet all the necessary requirements. Have you talked to an insurance person that's committed in writing that the particular arrangements you've got, I'm giving them $5 a week towards gas, as is everybody in the car. Or I'm giving them $10 a week towards gas and wear and tear on the car. I'm giving him $20 a week of gas on wear and tear because he has to go out of the way to drop me off. Different arrangements, all different arrangements that have to be looked at. that you have to determine what it's about. So we've got these arrangements that have to be addressed. Now you're talking about, I don't know what the carpool driver's insurance is. How do the people in the carpool act? Do we have some kids who are all driving and a bunch of them are texting or using the phone or listening to the radio or having fun on the radio while they're driving and are distraction to the driver? Now, all of a sudden, is somebody else going to cause the accident within the car? Where's the coverage on that, Kevin?
That's typically not going to be covered by that driver's policy. If that driver isn't at fault, if a passenger is going to be, the cause of the accident, that driver's policy, that's not going to apply.
Does the driver have to tell them to put their seatbelts on? Or do they not have to put their seatbelts on? Is the driver going to be telling them to get their seatbelts on? What about the exclusions that happen on lack of recovery for failure to wear a seatbelt when you're in the front seat versus the back seat and you decide not to wear a seatbelt? But even more so, how do you make sure you're protected for all this? Like I said, we start with a simple statement of the negligent driver. Now we're going to negligent passengers. Now we're going to passengers who may have caused the accident. That's going to detract from your right to recover or your ability to recover. Because if your rider A and rider B has caused the accident, are you going to be able to find enough money to pay for the injury if rider B caused the accident? Is rider B's insurance going to kick in? Or are you going to be looking and saying rider B's, I'm looking at rider B's personal assets, but the insurance doesn't kick in. Or do you want to be able to look at your own UIM policy and say, hey, my med pay and my underinsured insurance is going to pay for all this? Very complicated situations when we start doing ride sharing and carpooling. It sounds like a simple thing. Oh, my child is going to be able to ride to school with somebody else and some other child. Let's go another step, Kevin. What do we do if the driver's parents know their child is a terrible driver, is irresponsible, but they let passenger B ride with them who's underage and is going to be able to ride with them because they're going to get to school, but they haven't even bothered to tell you that they're a bad driver?
Well, you're looking at a situation where, and we touched on this a little bit at the beginning of the show, the parents can have a direct claim. You can make a direct claim against parents who give a child a car for negligent entrustment or negligent supervision. If you're giving someone a car, if you're allowing them access to the vehicle, and you have knowledge that this person is a bad or dangerous driver, that's negligence. And those, again, parents or other members of the household or anyone really who is entrusting that car to a bad driver can be held liable under those theories of recovery.
So we've addressed some of the potential problems here, some of the potential liability. We're going to take a short break, then we're going to come back, and within a few minutes, we're going to talk to you about how to clear this up and the simple resolutions you can use. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Bell and Paul Legal Show. Brad Paul, Kevin Carlock in the studio. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Kevin Carlock in studio. We are personal injury lawyers doing this show every single week and doing a show every Saturday morning on KHOW, 6:30 a.m. on the dial. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's a call-in show. We do this to educate the public, to work with the public, and to help them know what's going on. If you have been injured in any sort of circumstance, give us a call to determine what your rights might be. You can get us at 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. An interactive website that is great, and it has a lot of our radio shows on it, so take a look at it. Okay, Kevin, we've talked about ride sharing, we've talked about carpooling, we've talked about the complexities, the potential liability. It's a very complicated situation. Basically, what's the three things people need to know to make sure they've got maximum protection?
Number one, safe drivers. If you're carpooling with someone, you want to make sure that person's a safe driver. If you're giving your car to a member of your household to drive or a friend, you got to make sure they're a safe driver to protect yourself. Number two, safe passengers. Parents, you got to tell your kids, you got to practice safe driving practices. It's not, you know, cool to tell your friends to, you know, tone it down, but those passengers have to be safe in that car too. Number three, the top thing to protect yourself, get as much insurance coverage as you can afford. When that insurance company asks you, do you want to waive underinsured motorist coverage? You got to say no. When they ask you, do you want to waive your MedPay coverage? You got to say no. Those coverages are worth the cost.
There you have it. Those three rules, put them together for carpooling. Make sure before you get down that road, you've got written statements from your insurance people that there's adequate protection for all drivers, all passengers, and that you're not going to be left holding the bag on expenses you can't afford. You've been listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We'll be back next week to talk to you about head injuries. We're going to be talking about football and school activities and head injuries. Please listen to us same time, same station. Until then, y'all be safe, and we'll talk to you next week.